Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How you play in the offensive zone compared to the defensive zone. Offensive zone, that's where you win the game.
There's a chance for Andrejczuk. Andrejczuk with the drive. He scores! Dave Andrejczuk with the hat trick. And the Sabres have tied the game at four. Andrejczuk with a hat trick here against the Islanders.
Oh, boy. Did Housley ever thread a pass into Andrejczuk? And there's a disgusted coach right there in Terry Simpson. He can't believe what happened. They had a 4-0 lead.
Roby and the late Ted Darling talking about Dave Andrejczuk. We're going to get to the McDavid numbers in a moment and how that affects Jack Eichel, who the Sabres can talk to about an extension come Saturday. Sign him if they want. We are joined on the AT&T hotline by former Sabre and now Hall of Famer Dave Andrejczuk with us here on WGR. David, Howard, and Jeremy, good morning and congratulations.
Morning. Yeah, morning, guys. Thanks very much. It's been quite a whirlwind the last couple of days, but it's just kind of all sinking in. It's pretty special.
I was wondering about, it's been almost 48 hours since you got the call. So what have you been thinking about? What's been going through your mind these last couple of days since you were told you were going in?
Yesterday I didn't do much. I just kind of sat around the house. We actually had a little Lightning employee dinner that night. So I went out last night with most of our employees, and today I'm off to our prospects camp. I'm going to watch that for a little bit. So it's kind of business as normal, but there's still a little bit different feeling than there was a couple of days ago.
What was Monday like for you? You've been through this before. You've had those days where you're waiting for the phone to ring. What was this one like? Was it any different? Was it the same?
Well, the last few have been pretty much the same. I mean, I think after the first couple of years, I think, the next few were pretty tense moments, waiting for that day. But the last couple, 3 or 4 years, have been just kind of business as normal. I'm hoping that I get the call. To be honest with you, I really had no idea the process of what happens when that call actually comes. I sure do know when the announcement is. 3 o'clock, but I didn't really know when the call was. And I got a lot of text messages on Sunday night from all my buddies and saying, did you get the call? Did you? And I'm saying, no, I didn't get the call. So kind of thought it was over. And sure enough, 2 o'clock, an hour before, Lanny McDonald calls me. And I now know what the process is, that's for sure.
Hey, did you? I'm sorry, Dave. I was just going to ask you, did you figure, I'm going to get in, it's a matter of when? Or were you ever, worried that it might not happen?
Not really, no. I kind of figured it was going to happen eventually. Yeah. The numbers are there. And talking to, a bunch of guys over the last couple of years, I just knew it was going to happen. I'm really happy that, for my family, especially my parents, I just didn't really want this to drag on very more. My mom and dad will still be able to enjoy it, which makes me really happy. So the wait is over. We don't have to worry about that Monday anymore. And, we're looking forward to November.
We're with Dave Andrejczuk on the AT&T hotline. So you're playing, and I don't mean this as an insult. I was saying the other day when I watched you as a player, I never really thought, This guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But you go on and you put up all these great numbers. When did you start thinking about it? Do you ever think about it as a player? When you topped 500 goals? When you topped 600 goals? When you won a cup? At what point did you think, hey, man, I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame?
To be honest with you, you don't really think about it. And I don't know what other guys or what they would, the process they had. But I don't think you play the game to try to get into the Hall of Fame. You're trying to win Stanley Cups. You're trying to make your team better. And I guess after you're retired, then you start to look at the numbers and you compare yourself against other guys. And you're like, wow, I think I might have a chance here. But while you're playing, I really don't think that happens. So, you know, let's look back, you know, my early days in Buffalo. And, you know, I can vividly remember Gilbert Perreault's 500th goal being on the ice for that and thinking, man, is that unbelievable, 500 goals. And, you know, to think that I went by that number is quite amazing.
That's one thing I would ask. I was curious about, Dave. I think anybody in your position, when they get an honor like this, I would assume at some point there are so many people in your career who they're passing through your brain. You're thinking about all these people that had an impact on your career to the point where you are now in the Hall of Fame. Who do you think about from your time in Buffalo?
Well, my early days, for sure, it's Gilbert. Jerry Korab, Jim Schoenfeld, obviously the next era of Lindy Ruff, Mike Foligno, you know, Brent Peterson, you know, and then all my buddies of, you know, John Tucker and Adam Creighton, Phil Housley, you know, Norm Lacombe. I mean, those early days in Buffalo were really, really special for me. I definitely look back on those right away. Those are the guys that got me on the path, right? And, you know, a guy like Craig Ramsey or Dale McCourt, you know, when I'm 18, 19, 20 years old, I mean, those were special times for me. And, you know, I went to Buffalo as an 18-year-old kid. I left there when I was 30. I never really moved out of the area. So, you know, I grew up there. That's special to me.
Dave, you have a number of text messages that you got. How many? What was the number on the phone?
I mean, I played with a lot of guys, right? Like, you know, 23 years in the league, so you got a lot of guys. I had over 500 text messages from players alone, which was just overwhelming, really, really overwhelming. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, text and say, I don't even know if this is still your number, but congratulations. So it was really, really heartfelt. All the support that I got, so it was awesome. But really, I mean, and that's kind of what I did yesterday, was just kind of go through all the messages, and it was so cool.
Did you get back to all 500? Is that on the to-do list?
I'm on my way there. That's my goal. That's my goal, is to get back. And remember, it's not just text messages. It's Facebook messages, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, everything it's been really, really awesome. And, you know, a guy like Pat LaFontaine, for example, you know, sent me a call from the NHL offices where he's working. And, you know, I think of those days too. And, you know, he said some really, really kind words, as Daddy always does. But it was, to me, you can't put into words the support that I got. It was overwhelming.
Dave, before we let you go, you brought up, when you were talking about Buffalo, you mentioned Phil Housley. Would love to get your thoughts on the guy who is now the Sabres head coach.
Yeah, no, I think he's ready. I really do. I talked to him last year in Nashville. We were out there, and we had a good conversation about, you know, his kind of coaching career. We really didn't talk about much else. You know, his under-18s and what he's done, and talked a little bit to Brent Peterson at the time about, you know, how Phil handles himself behind the bench, and I think it's a great move. I really do. I mean, obviously the fans of Buffalo know him. I think he's ready for that next step. I mean, he's a respected guy that those guys will play for. So he can relate to those younger players that Buffalo has. So I'm looking forward to watching him. You know, as I always am, keeping my eye on the Buffalo Sabres.
Well, congratulations again. And now make sure you tell all your buddies. If you're out in public and friends are introducing you to other people, they have to say, this is my friend, Hall of Famer, Dave Andrechuk. Not just, this is Dave.
I'm having a hard time swallowing that, but thanks. I'll pass that on.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Hall of Famer Dave Andrechuk joining us on the AT&T Hotline here on WGR, going in as the class of 2017.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.